What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a caller waiting on the line. But before I take the phone call, I found out what's going on with the automated clearinghouse transactions as of the 15th. They're not adding a delay. As of the 15th, all delays are being taken out, and they're implementing a same-day rule. And I found this notice basically saying that ACH transactions you initiate or authorize may be presented and deducted from your deposit account on the same day. And what they're doing is sending out a warning because apparently some people were expecting it to take 2 or 3 days, and they'd authorize an ACH transfer, and then they would put the money into the deposit account, and the result would be a bounce check. So they're basically saying make sure the money is really there before you do an ACH payment, which most people do already. But apparently the big deal is they're taking out the delays, and they're saying they're really going to be trying to have it there for happening in the very same day that they initiated. All right, let's go back to the phones. Dale in Ohio. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, we lost Dale. Boy, I hope that hurricane didn't get him. Of course, it's not up there that high. A lot of people writing on in say, banks, if they think they can make some additional money on it, they'll delay transfers. And, yeah, I remember there was a big stink where, we got another phone call. Yvonne in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Aloha. I'm calling about World Trade Center 7. Just a comment. I know everybody knows, of course, that it was, controlled demolition, and there's a lot of evidence. But there's a piece of evidence out there that kind of has gone unnoticed. When they were filming it, before it had collapsed, how all the news crew were out there, there was a police van, and you could see it in live time where these guys, they jump into the van. There's like nine of them. My husband was one of them, actually. That's why I'm calling. So they jump in the van, and they, yeah. So they jumped in and tore out really fast. And you could see it on TV. There's no doubt about it. It happened. And then it collapses. And it's funny because for years, my husband and I would defend. Well, we would get angry when people would say that the story's not true. And we'd be like, what are you talking about? We were there. Not we. He was there and he saw it collapse. And then one day my brother says to him, well, you're telling me that you tore out of there and you saw it in the rearview mirror. He says, yeah. He goes, why'd you tear out of there? So my husband's like, well, they told us to. So he's like, well, why'd they tell you to tear out of there? And he was like, oh, my God, yeah. Like, of course, how stupid, right? They told the guys, they told the cops, before it collapsed, run in the van, get out quick. And the reason that they had been there in the first place is they were told to keep people away from the building because it was on fire. But as everybody knows, I mean, this is nothing new. It really wasn't on fire. I mean, he said you could, you just saw a little bit of flames within the building, but it was nothing that he would have considered dangerous. They had all these cops stationed outside, keeping people away from the building, and then all of a sudden the cops are told, get in the van, run, and then several minutes later it collapses into its own footprint. So, that's just another piece of evidence or proof that obviously, the whole thing was, And then I had a question to ask you, your opinion. Do you think that because of this debt that we have, because it's odious debt, do you think Donald Trump will ever declare bankruptcy and just tell the Federal Reserve, sorry, we don't owe you anymore?
The odious debt only applies to debts owed to other nations. And basically, it is generally applied when a nation collapses and fails, and those foreign creditors are coming on over and saying, well, look, you owe us all this money, and we'll just start helping ourselves to the physical assets of the country. And the people come back and say, well, look, the money was borrowed for purposes other than the care of our population. Money borrowed for war is considered odious debt. Money borrowed for any repressive actions against the civil population is considered odious debt. And it is something that has been used under international law to free the population of a failed nation from excess debt.
So when they say, I mean, I don't know if they say, I've heard people say we owe China money. Like, have you ever heard that? Like, oh, we owe China bought our debt. So, I mean, would that somehow apply to this whole thing of we owe China money? Could Donald Trump say, well, no, we don't? Or is that not how it works?
Well, basically, Donald Trump could say the United States is now in default and all those treasury bills are worthless. He can't single out China and say that the treasury bills China has bought are worthless. But that would cause a tremendous amount of chaos with the world economic system.
Well, then just I'm sorry, one more question. So could the Federal Reserve Bank, is that in a – because since they're not part of America, they're almost like an Israeli type – well, I don't know if they're Israeli, but you know what I mean. They're not really part of our government. You know how
– No, they aren't.
Yeah. So they could they be considered foreigners? Could we just say, well, you're a foreign entity and we don't owe you anything, or not really?
Well, some of the owners of the Federal Reserve are in fact foreigners, but again, Congress has the right to shut down the Federal Reserve, revoke its charter anytime they want to. The problem is Congress is willing to continue to sell out the American people to the private central bank because that private central bank shares some of the goodies they get from the American worker. With those politicians every campaign season, so it's a systemic problem. The corruption comes out of the Federal Reserve, flows through Wall Street, and showers Washington D.C.
Right, which is why the swamp needs to be drained.
Yes, or droned.
Right, that'd be even better.
Yeah, drone the swamp. It's faster. All right, Yvonne, we're going to let you...
I like it. All right.
Bye-bye. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go right back to the phones to John in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I had a quick question to run by you about vaccine safety.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd look something like this up, but I don't really trust all the things that you can even look up on search engines, so... some of us, as you know, love our pets, just like
a
member of the family. Have you heard anything about your pet vaccinations harming the animals?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're probably just as reckless with the vaccines for the animals as they are for humans. And, in fact, we've got a real story here from healthypets@mercola.com basically saying that you're really much better off not giving your pets pet vaccines because in many cases the quality control of those medicines is lower than would be required for a human patient.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious about that because I just got a brand-new little German Shepherd puppy, and when I took him in for his first examination, they wanted to throw, of course, all the vaccinations at you, and they did talk me into at least giving him the parvo. They said that's one that's very, very necessary, so I did allow them to do that.
Okay.
And I probably should have did this before I took him in, so... You know,
I'm not a veterinarian, and again, I don't know if there's been as much research on pet vaccines as there have been on human vaccines in terms of side effects or after effects. But again, we're seeing so many problems with the human vaccines. It's just a big moneymaker. They want to vaccine everybody. They want to give the HPV vaccine to boys now, even though boys don't have cervixes. But it's just all about the money. It's just all about the money. It's a huge moneymaker.
That's true. All right, Michael, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on over to Europe and immigration, apparently Nigel Farage is looking at Jean-Claude Juncker's plan for the future European Union, and basically sees heading toward this undemocratic and Soviet-esque sham. And so he's out there saying, thank goodness we're leaving. The only question is, are they really going to be allowed to leave? This could develop into a war all on its own. Now, Angela Merkel is out there threatening that they're going to kick Hungary out of the EU over its refusal to adhere to Brussels' refugee allocation scheme. She's still on board with this blend everybody together agenda from the global government New World Order people. She's probably dreaming of the day that her particular butt will sit on that golden throne of planet Earth. Today I have Germany, tomorrow's the world. Seems that we have heard that somewhere before. Anyway. The real reason that Germany will do anything to stop a hard Brexit is that Germany and Great Britain are very strongly tangled up economically. Many German manufacturers are dependent on the production of parts in Great Britain. And when Great Britain leaves and Brussels is going to throw a tantrum and cut off trade with them, then Germany is going to be slammed. In 2014 alone, the British supplied intermediate goods, that means parts and things used to make other products, not consumer stuff, worth 200 billion euros to the European Union, of which 36 billion went to Germany alone. And that's why Germany absolutely does not want the Brexit to happen. They don't want to lose those suppliers. They used to have suppliers in Russia, but those got sanctioned away. Now, over again in Great Britain, there is an imam. He's preaching in a West Midlands mosque and apparently is acting as a recruiter for Islamic State. Kamran Sabir Hussein, he's 40 years old, apparently was out there preaching that you should need to be ready to spill blood and establish the law of Allah over the necks of people. And apparently this was reported by an undercover police officer who recorded 17 of the hate preacher's sermons starting in June last year. Yes, isn't it wonderful, all this immigration and refugees coming on into our countries here. Now, over in Catalan, Spain, Madrid absolutely is saying, no, you are not allowed to vote a referendum for independence. And apparently, Spain's constitutional court has suspended the law that was to become Catalonia's transitional constitution if it declared independence. And apparently the police have been ordered to seize election resources, meaning the ballot boxes and the ballots. Now, all of this, of course, is a violation of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which Spain has agreed to by being a member of the United Nations. And it says, everybody has a right to self-determination, that if there is a portion of the country that is unhappy with the way the country is being run, they have a right to have a referendum to break off and go their own way, the way Crimea did. Now, here's something that is definitely going to get abused. Apparently, there's a new thing on the highway called variable speed limits, and these are apparently remotely controlled signs that declare what the speed limit is on a road, and they can be changed by remote control by the police officers on a whim. And so you can be cruising down the highway, obeying the posted speed limit of 75 miles per hour, only to find out you're being ticketed for driving 15 miles over the speed limit, which has suddenly changed back to 60. And so in cash-strapped America, it is now possible for the police to change the speed limits using variable speed limits signs. And states like Wyoming, Oregon, Georgia, Washington, Utah, New Jersey, Florida, and Minnesota have already begun using them. The U.S. Department of Transportation is paying states $1 billion to use variable speed limits to create, quote, aggressive congestion relief programs, end quote. How will the states pay back the $1 billion? By ticketing motorists, of course. Now, the states are claiming variable speed limits aren't going to be used to create speed traps. But are you really going to believe them? I certainly wouldn't. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Now, a little bit of a follow-up. There was that incident on the UC Berkeley campus where a campus police officer basically harassed this hot dog vendor for not having a permit, wrote him a ticket, and then took $60, all the man had, from his wallet. Was caught on video. Everybody was very upset about this. Somebody set up a GoFundMe campaign for the benefit of this hot dog vendor and his family. It's raised more than $66,000, enough to buy all the permits that he needs, several more hot dog carts, and put a staff on. So that's good. This was basically an expression of disgust with how overboard the police have become in this country. People don't see the police as a benefit any longer. They're seeing speed traps, they're seeing civil forfeiture, they're seeing tasers, they're seeing innocent people being gunned down. They're seeing the police steal more from law-abiding Americans under the civil forfeiture laws than all the burglars, thieves, and muggers put together, with their brains addled on prescription antidepressants. The police are killing more innocent, law-abiding Americans than the terrorists and the mass shooters are. Clearly, Americans are justified in saying they're not a benefit any longer. They're not a blessing on our society. They have become a tool of oppression. Now, this whole thing about Confederate monuments and Confederate imagery has gone a little too far. Down in Tampa, Florida, the oldest magnet school in Hillsborough County was called the Robert E. Lee Elementary. The school board members were going to rename it as part of this nationwide movement to erase the Confederacy. Somebody beat them to it and burned the school to the ground. Act of arson. So this is now way out of control. They were going to rename the school. They were going to take the name Robert E. Lee off of that, put some other name on there. Somebody couldn't wait. Somebody from the PC crowd couldn't wait, went on in and burned this school, the oldest magnet school, to the ground. I'll bet you're feeling really proud of yourself for doing that one there, huh? Or as Ron White would say, you've got to be a real manly man to do something like that, burn down a kid's school just because you don't like the name on it. Pretty shameful stuff. All righty. As you know, we are in a time of new exciting technology developments here. And Apple has finally debuted the iPhone X. Actually, they're calling it the iPhone 10, but the 10 is the Roman numeral X. And it's rather impressive. I don't know that it's going to be a hot seller because the pricing. It's stiff. It's a $1,000 cell phone, and that's going to cool a lot of people. So it's positive points. It's got this nearly bezel-less OLED display, 1125 by 2436 resolution. That's compared to the 1080 by 1920 on the iPhone 7. And so it's got a larger screen. The button has gone away. The fingerprint scanner has gone away. More when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Apple's new iPhone 10 or iPhone X. It was debuted today. It is a higher resolution screen than the iPhone 7 Plus. And because the screen covers the entire front of the phone, there is no home button and no fingerprint scanner. And what there is a very thin bar across the top of the phone's front that has several sensors, cameras, a dot projector. And what it does is it makes a 3D model of your face, and that's the new security system. And the idea is because it's a 3D model, it can't be fooled with a photograph the way they were able to spoof the fingerprint scanner with a photograph. The only problem is when they went to demo it today, it didn't work. It actually failed. Phil Schiller, who's Apple's senior vice president of worldwide marketing, was unveiling the phone at the Steve Jobs Theater and couldn't get the facial recognition to work. So there may be a little bit of an issue there. Not quite as embarrassing as when Bill Gates was trying to demonstrate plug and play and got the blue screen of death, but still it's embarrassing. But, I mean, for $1,000, I would expect a phone like that to be able to rotate my tires and carry my weights up to the attic for me. That's really way too much money. I think they've made the same mistake with the iPhone 10 that they made with the iWatch. They've just priced it so high that people are going to say, no, it'd be nice to have, but I really can't. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Andre in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I would like, aloha. I would like to clarify, I'm under the understanding that all this insanity on generally the statues, anything with connected to the South, all began with somebody running an ad for demonstrators or actors in the Craigslist, and they got a response from these people that were going to be acting as Black Lives Matter, and then the KKK, and they all got off the same bus, and they went about protesting and, you know, acting. Is this true?
Yeah, it's all true. This is all a manufactured sequence of events. And the big issue is, what is the agenda? What is the motive? And again, getting back to this globalism, I think it's an attempt to erase our sense of who we are and where we come from in order to make us easier to control. Same reason for the illegal immigrants and the refugees flooding on in. If you flood enough people into the United States of America, it stops being the United States of America and just becomes this kind of twilight zone of blended nationalities. Same thing is happening all over Europe.
Okay, now, if you had enough money, then we could all run our own ads, because I heard, I went out looking on the internet for this article, I guess it was, they were either paying them $25 an hour, or $25 for their protest for the day, or $15, and then I guess one of them didn't get paid, and there was a big uprising about that. But if we all could pay enough people to load up a bus and hold up signs and send them off to the capital of whatever state saying, we don't want to be a part of this government anymore, it's nothing but pulling our country down. Whatever it was, that means we all could sit at home, hire enough people to go out and do our own business and watch whatever happens, the turmoil, people that decide to run over them with cars, and to see the reaction. Because I know that Oklahoma's been quick to react to this, and they're trying to change all the schools here, the names of our schools, and now this school was burnt down because it had the name, and it's all stemming from somebody somewhere that hired a bunch of actors to go out and protest. And then this guy called, I guess, yesterday about Larry Silverstein. Oh, I heard that. Should I get off?
Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid we've run out of time. We need to do another commercial break, Andre. So thank you for the call. We're going to let you go. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. Rob in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Information Man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Glad you're not just hanging in there with all the cats. One of your earlier callers was talking about the vaccines or shots for their pets.
Yes.
Today, it's interesting enough that Alex Jones got into the vaccine territory today. And towards the end of his first hour, beginning of his second, he was into the vaccines and the harms and the dangers of vaccines for humans. But he also crossed over into vaccines and shots for pets. And, for instance, one thing he did point out was, like, perhaps a rabies shot, you know, because every year they'll call you, it's time for your shots and your checkup for your pets and so on. And that how they're trying to give rabies shots to people's pets every year. But in reality, just like a human's tetanus shot, the human needs a tetanus shot every 7 to 10. I think it's around 10 years. So the same thing with a rabies shot for a pet, you know, maybe around every 7 years. But it's a great thing that he brought up because too many people in this country and around the world even don't realize the harms and effects of vaccines to human beings, to themselves or the children, let alone to even think about what it's doing to their pets too. So that's a great point he brought up.
Well, it is a valid point here because apparently there is a CDC-funded medical study that's about to be published by the medical journal Vaccine, and it has confirmed a link between the flu shots and miscarriages in pregnant women. And the study was rejected by two previous medical journals before Vaccine agreed to publish it, further underscoring the tendency for medical journals to censor any science that doesn't agree with their pro-vaccine narratives. And so apparently a study published today in Vaccine suggests a strong association between receiving repeated doses of the seasonal influenza vaccine and miscarriage, writes SIDRAP, the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy. And so basically they just did this study of these women who'd had miscarriages between 2010 and 2012 and found out that they were more likely to have had the back-to-back flu vaccine shots. So this is the CDC that's come on out and said this. But, of course, corporate media isn't going to cover it because vaccines are big business.
Absolutely right, and that's why we're glad that we are able to turn into RBN and Yale elsewhere to get this information, and we're not getting there. And I think that was kind of where he started off on this, is that report's being published, and it goes even deeper than that. Again, I don't usually promote InfoWars or whatnot because it's hard to pinpoint what he talks about because he talks about a variety. You can have one rant, he talks about six different things, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint things he says, but in this part, at the end of the first hour, beginning of a second, he zeroes in on some vaccine information, which is good. And he also said he's going to do a special report today, sometime today. We'll see if he carries through with that. So if people want to tune into that, but absolutely. And also, this coincides with CDC, what they released that report they did with in Africa, right? Remember that one? How the shots that get killed more people than it helped?
Yeah, that was a recent one. Yeah, I remember that one.
Nice for the CDC to be coming here on the back end, huh?
Well, you know, we had the same thing back in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine campaign, mandated a vaccination for everybody. The vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it makes money. It makes money, and as long as it makes money, that's all that's really important. You people are so petty.
Not just the money. They know they're harming us, Mike. They know that these shots and these vaccines are causing more illnesses that people have to go in for because, you know, it's causing pancreatic breakdown. It's causing diabetes. It's causing food allergies. It's causing so much. And then they get something to treat. They know what they're doing. They are hurting us.
Well, certainly
water,
that seems to be the indication for the nagalase, which has been found in vaccines by scientists who unfortunately have met with very suspicious endings. But this nagalase is an enzyme that destroys your body's own ability to fight off cancer. And there's no legitimate reason for it to be in any vaccines. It's got no positive benefit, and yet it's in the vaccines, a chemical that literally makes you vulnerable to cancer, which is a big moneymaker.
Look, our bodies, I know you're an atheist, but I'll say this. The good Lord gave us an immune system, and that immune system is supposed to be challenged, so it builds itself. It makes itself stronger. With these shots that they give people, it actually breaks down the immune system. It makes more vulnerable, period.
Yes.
And it's, you know, you got a few years on me, but still I'm a 70s child. So we had the measles, we had the mumps, we had the chicken pox, we caught these things, we fought through it, you know, and we lived to fight another day, and we didn't have to wear helmets either, you know.
Yep.
So, you know, it's all with that. Breaching on the last woman's topic, they're paid $25 an hour to $50 an hour, depending on the demographic, the event, the portion of the country, so on and so forth. And it isn't just one person, one organization paying them. There's a foreign entity out there that has a concentration of bringing down the United States to blanket us, to erase our history, to erase our culture, and to
flood
us out.
Well, George Soros is a major figure. I mean, Soros is a major figure.
He's a figurehead.
he's fully on board with this one world government idea, and he doesn't care how many people get injured or even have to die for it to come about. And he's just got the money to spend to try and change the world. And I do not want to live in a nation or a world under the control of a billionaire who was not elected to that job of running our lives. And there are too many people on this planet who think having that kind of money gives them a right to treat the planet and its population like their personal playthings. And I absolutely reject that, whether it's George Soros or Bill Gates or any of these other ultra billionaires who are out there tinkering with our lives. Anyway, Rob, I'm going to let you go. We're getting tight on time, and I got a couple more calls to get through. Janet in South Florida, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi. After Irma, I have two sons. They work in jobs that President Trump bragged about, one a welder and one a Caterpillar owner-operator.
Good.
He talks about a 6% or 6.5% unemployment. He's lying. It is 23%. 93 million Americans are out of work. My two sons have gone through hell since the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama administrations, and I'm fed up with it. And I'm fed up with all the lies that come out of Washington. I listened to the woman talk about going in buses, and that's what I would like to be a part of. Because in the Constitution, it clearly states that the first three words in the Constitution are the most powerful, we the people. And they declare that the Constitution derives its power not from a king or a Congress, but from the people themselves. And this concept of popular sovereignty power to the people is the foundation upon which the entire country and Constitution depends. We are the people. We are the power. And these political boorish cretins in Washington, every single one of them, they work for us. We have the power to go there in busloads and demand that they get to work. And that includes the president, too. I voted for him, and I knew he would win from the very beginning. I never had a doubt about it. But I am sick and tired of seeing my two sons struggle here and in South Florida. One has no roof. The both of them have no electricity and won't have for several weeks. And I am fed up with this government. We have the power, and we need to get together and go after these people. And George Soros is the back of all this trouble. He's got 100 front groups. We don't have to talk about foreign countries. He heads up 100 front groups. Anyone who has no empathy for other people is mentally ill. And where?
I would agree. I would agree.
Where's Jeff Sessions? Where's the Department of Justice? They're no better than the previous two departments. He said, do
nothing.
No,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But again, the problem is, if they were actually to pry open the lid of what's really been going on inside that narcocracy, that would be the end. The American people would not stand for a government that is itself the biggest importer of recreational addictive drugs in the country. And that's the reality of what's been going on. Okay?
Absolutely. The Bush family, the Clintons, they became billionaires because of the drugs they helped push in the country. And the CIA is continuing to do it. And our poor kids are sent over there to guard the poppy fields. And now Trump is going to debate about 50,000 more refugees bringing them in. 50,000 is 50,000 too many. That's what it is. Too many.
I would agree with you.
We don't have the money. We have too many people here, born in this country for generations, out of work. And these people that are allowed to bring our statues down, to bring our history down. We as Americans have the power to stop them. What the hell's wrong with everybody out there?
Well, I must say you make an eloquent argument, and I agree with pretty much everything that you're saying. The only place where I draw a line is I'm still not ready to encourage or recommend any kind of violence. I still think that this government and this economy are in the process of self-destructing, and we just need to sit back and what happened. But I understand and I hear your anger, and you're right. They are lying to us about the unemployment numbers. They're lying to us about pretty much everything. I voted for Trump. I supported Trump. Well, more it was more a case of I opposed Hillary Clinton, and I have no regrets about that. But Donald Trump has turned out to be a tremendous disappointment on so many areas, and especially the war policy, because he doesn't realize he's playing with disaster.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Janet, thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go because the lines are full here. Janet, thanks an awful lot. Again, very eloquent presentation there. We're going to switch over to Ernest in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. Mike, that lady, she had the kind of passion and outrage that Bob Dole was asking, where is the outrage?
Yeah, she does. Well, she does. And that's why I let her go on here. I didn't want to cut her off because she was just she was making a very eloquent argument and presentation. And I can feel her anger, and I understand it. I feel that way myself a lot of times. But I have to temper that with careful thought about what rhetoric can get people to do that we may regret after the fact. And I get a lot of emails saying I'm obviously shilling for the government because I'm arguing against revolution and uprising. And no, I'm not. It's just common sense. If there's one thing this government is really, really good at, it's killing people. And they won't hesitate to kill 25% of the American population if it means the surviving 75% are loyal, obedient slaves. And so, again, if we rise up against the government, that justifies the government shredding what's left of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, declaring martial law, and sending the tanks into the streets of the United States. And I really don't want to go there because the wrong people get killed and crippled in these kind of adventures. I still foresee the U.S. government having a Soviet Union-style collapse in the very near future. Could happen even before the end of this year, probably next year. And we just have to be prepared to get through that and launch a new country that goes back to those original constitutional principles and the Bill of Rights. I think we had to keep the Bill of Rights up to the first 13 amendments, maybe the 14th, and just start over from there. And ironclad rule, carved in stone from day one, no more private central banks, no more private central banks, no more private central banks. Okay, anything else?
Mike, I wanted to ask you, I'm concerned about the Deagle Report. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world can we lose 80% of people in this country, and then you have Britain will lose over 50, and Germany losing 50%, but everybody else almost unscathed. That, to me, is a puzzle. It eliminates a lot of things like a Ebola thing or a nuclear war or anything like that. It has to be like our country, if anything, how can we lose 80%, unless something happens to our land, our country. I'm talking about events, seismic, earthquakes, all these things. And I'm trying to figure out how are these things seem to be escalating. And I want to ask you, what is your opinion of an incoming planet that, they're talking about, like a Planet X that could be affecting?
They've been talking about that for a long time. Nobody's ever come up with a set of coordinates where we can put our own telescopes on it and see it. And any planet that was going to be that dangerous to the Earth would be visible well in advance. It's just another piece of the nonsense that the government likes to plant on the Internet to make us look like we're all a bunch of kooks and crazies to try and lure people back to the corporate media. It doesn't work because everybody understands what a poison the well attack actually is. Our biggest threat right now is obviously a super volcano eruption. And by the way, those quakes in Idaho seem to be tapering down, so we can back off on that one. There's a new Ebola outbreak in Africa. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong that could result in an extinction level event. Again, I'm concerned about the epicycle
in certain countries. That's what I'm concerned about. Why it's just us and Germans and the English and everybody else?
Well, I don't even know where you're getting that from. Okay, I have no idea where the
The Deagle report states that we're going to lose 80% of our people. The Germans will lose half of theirs.
Okay,
and
well, I didn't listen.
Else, I mean, most people. Yeah.
I didn't listen to the Deagle report, so I really don't have a basis to work from. But you could have an infectious agent. You could have the epicyte gene. There's all kinds of things that could happen that could be really, really bad. We still don't even know how many people we've lost to these hurricanes, and there's four more of them forming up in the eastern Pacific headed our way. So we're not out of this yet. Anyway, Ernest, I got to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. Thank you. And we're going to start real quick with Fred in Wisconsin. I may have to take you to the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes.
Fred?
Yes, I'm there.
You're on. Well, we're going to have to take a break for commercial now because you didn't start talking. But stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you as soon as we do this commercial break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're talking with Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, what's on your mind?
I hope this is not tinfoil hat, but I was listening to a woman
who has a book coming out. I believe she's a scientist, is making a connection between the CERN, the HARP, and something I believe she called either Skynet or Skyfence. And I just wondered if you'd heard anything about this.
No, well, first of all, I mean, you know, CERN is just a particle accelerator, and they just got it back online after a renovation and an upgrade. HARP was an early attempt at a synthetic aperture radar operating in the shortwave bands that could bounce off the ionosphere and image incoming enemy ships and planes over the horizon. And last I heard, it really didn't work all that well. All this talk about making auroras and changing the weather was the cover story to keep you from figuring out what was really going on. Skynet, of course, is the fictional name of a global battle computer system from the Terminator series.
Thank you very much for filling me in. Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind today, Mike? Trump. That lady needs to listen to Eric Hughes at 9 o'clock. And what happened? I mean, how did the human race, Mike, make it before germ theory and penicillin? I mean, I don't think there's anything the city of disease control can manufacture to kill off the human race.
Well, it takes a lot to kill off the entire human race. I mean, when the Toba supervolcano exploded 66,000 years ago, mitochondrial DNA testing shows that the entire human population for the entire planet shrank down to just 8,000 individuals. But obviously, 8,000 was enough to repopulate.
Yeah. Well, I'm not worried about it. I'm more worried about white supremacy. So, well, that's all I got for today, Mike. Bye now.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. You know, I totally agree with those two women. What they mean, I guess, is massive civil disobedience, which we need. You know, Michael, there's nothing, I'm sure you agree, there's nothing stronger in this world than a mother's love and concern for her children. And you can tell in those women's voices. I agree with them. Massive civil disobedience, not violence, like you mentioned, but massive civil disobedience is what's needed. Do you agree?
Well, in the spirit of Gandhi, where you simply stop cooperating with the government, you stop filling out the paperwork, you stop showing the ID cards, you stop, doing as you're told. Again, as long as it's nonviolent, maybe the time has come. The problem is the government will send people in there to commit acts of violence to blame on the protesters. We've already seen them do it with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And then they'll unleash, all these weapons they've built up to use against us. Anyway,
what is the choice?
Again, I think this government is headed for a Soviet Union style collapse. I'm seeing all the same indicators that we saw in the last months of the Soviet Union. And I counsel patience and everybody just holding it together. All right, we're out of time. The music is there. I apologize to the callers. I wasn't able to get to today. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Share what you learn here with all of your friends and associates. We've got to get the truth out there while we still can. The government's coming to shut us all down here so that they can go back to leading you all with lies. We need the truth to get out there far and wide. We need your help to do it. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.